Hello and welcome to episode 31 of Acts of Volition Radio. I'm Stephen Garrity. This is the first session of 2008, The Future. And I'm going to start it off with a relatively new band that I've only discovered recently. It follows in a pattern that I typically have. I had this with bands like Death Cab for Cutie, The Postal Service, and any other hip band, The Arcade Fire, where I hear the name come up in a whole bunch of places, and I assume that it's a band that hipsters love and I shouldn't like because, I don't know, I'm trying to be cool but not being cool, and I end up being a huge loser. So this happens to me over and over again, and then I finally listen to the band, and it turns out the reason everybody was talking about it was because the band was fantastic. So I go back and I discover their music. The band in this case is the Band of Horses. They have this really sort of dreamy, airy sound, and a bit of I always hear music journalists talk about it like a southern rock kind of sound. It reminds me a little bit of My Morning Jacket, but it's a different sound. I'm going to play the first song from their second album. The album's called Cease to Begin. It came out in October of 97. You can find a good performance of this. The band played on Letterman. If you just search Letterman Band of Horses on YouTube, you'll find there's a couple. But the song you want to look for is called Is There a Ghost? It's the opening track from the album, and it's been stuck in my head since I first heard it. This is the Band of Horses with Is There a Ghost on Acts of Volition Radio.
I could sleep.
Band of Horses with Is There a Ghost? A band that I've always had an attachment to because I listened to them when I was really, you know, discovering music. And, you know, it's not some great all-time band. This isn't the Sex Pistols or the Ramones or the Clash. It's like a pop-punk band called MXPX. When I first heard them, I thought these guys sound like a bad Green Day ripoff. But I grew to love their music. It's kind of like candy. It's not particularly good for you, but it's fun. And they have a new album out called Secret Weapon. What's kind of cool about this, these guys have been playing together for well over 10 years. Looks like 13 years it's been. And this record was produced by a guy named Aaron Sprinkle, who you might have heard me mention before. He was one of the songwriters, maybe the primary songwriter, and the guitar player from a band called Poor Old Lou. And Poor Old Lou is one of my favorite bands ever, and I think everything this guy touches is better for it. And what's kind of cool, too, is that Aaron Sprinkle also produced Pocahontas, which was the 1995 debut album from the MXPX. So it's supposed to be like a return to the roots for these guys, but it's just another good MXPX record. It's good to sing along to in the car. It's not going to stand up to the test of time and be one of the classic albums, but it's good. And the Aaron Sprinkle influence, I think, particularly shows off in the track I'm going to play for you. You can hear him singing some of the backing vocals later in the song. There's sort of a bridge that breaks from the verse-chorus method of the song, and it stands out, and it's better for it, and it pushes the sound of the band beyond a bit. There's some keys in there, and just listen to it and enjoy it, and don't think too much. It's called Punk Rock Celebrity. This is MXPX. You wake up in the morning, don't remember a thing, but now your face is staring back from magazines. This is everything you've ever dreamed. Rapid hearts are beating, faster breathing, punk rock celebrity is also fleeting. Don't push every button, it'll blow up your face. You feel like your whole life you've been running a race. Is there anybody with you in that place? Rapid hearts are beating, faster breathing, punk rock celebrity is also fleeting.
Such a big mess, but let's call it success. You've made such a big mess, let's just call it success. But we all know, we all know, we all know you. Oh, but we all know, we all know, we all know you.
It's a little lesson in the life of a punk rock celebrity by some minor punk rock celebrities. It's MXPX. And you could hear there at the end that sort of call and answer backup vocal was Aaron Sprinkle from the band Poor Old Lou. He's doing a lot of producing now and a bit of solo recording. I think he's in a new band. But speaking of new bands, a bit of an aside, Sixpence None the Richer, who I played in on Acts of Volition Radio before, you probably only know them for that sort of bubblegum pop song Kiss Me. That was on like a movie soundtrack or something. But they're an incredible band. They shouldn't be judged by that single. Go back and find some of the stuff that I've played before. Apparently they're going to be getting back together and doing recording, working on an EP now. So really looking forward to that. So that was just an aside. I don't have anything new from them yet. The new music I'm going to play for you now is an album that's just coming out in about 4 hours in Canada and the US at least. The band is Not a Surf. And I've played them here before. Their new album's called Lucky, and I'm going to play the intro track from the album. It's called See These Bones, and they did an interview on Q on CBC Radio. I think it was last week sometime, and that would have been around the end of January, early February, and they talked to Gian Gomeshi on CBC. They talked a bit about the album, and they talked about this this track in particular in the lyrics, and it was my favorite track from the album already, but this kind of gave it some extra weight, which it's, I just get more out of it when I listen to it now, knowing this. The song's about the band was in Rome, and this is secondhand, so I'll probably get half of it wrong, but they were in Rome, and they were touring some kind of a tomb that's full of skulls. That's, I think they're either skulls of monks or they're put there by monks, and it's like basically a basement full of bones. And they were sort of struck by this, and there were a few inscriptions on the wall that feed into some of the lyrics. What are they? What you are now, we were once, and what we are, you will be, something along those lines. And that stuck in the songwriter's head, and that eventually turned into this song, which is the opening track from their new album, Lucky. This is Not a Surf with See These Bones.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. And life is just bets anyway. Look alive, see these bones. What you are now, we were once. Try as they might, no one's immune to misfiring and acting on the wrong clues. And thinking it's time to redo and redo. I feel rain in the movies and the talk before the screen lights. I hear strings in the park. I don't like to call a ride except when it's too late at night. I mostly just think in the dark. Look alive, see bones. What you are now, we were once. But just like we are, you'll be dust. And just like we are, you are now, we were one.
Not a Serp with See These Bones from the new album Lucky. Now, I played in the last session a cover by a guy named John Vanderslice of a Radiohead song, Karma Police. I mentioned that I might play some more of his stuff, and I chose a song from his most recent album. The album's called Emerald City, and I heard him say in an interview recently that it's a reference to the album title Emerald City is a reference to the Green Zone in Baghdad, the U.S. military-controlled area of the capital of Iraq. So obviously there's a political bent to the album, and knowing that caused me to listen to a lot of the stuff through again and look for some of those references, and I've been getting a bit more out of it. I'm going to play a song called Kookaburra from that album, Emerald City. This is John Vanderslice.
Lightning shot from the sky. It breathed life into every living thing. It made you, it made me. It gave us the Kookaburra, it gave us frangipane tree. Dusk to dawn and dawn to dusk, the sky will fill with vaporized dust raining white on white, like streamers of dirty confetti white on white. The Chrysler Tower disappeared white on white. The Capitol Dome was invisible white on white. The hoisted flag had disappeared. Stopped. gave us the kookaburra. It gave us frangipan tree.
It was John Vanderslice with Kookaburra from his album Emerald City. Now, late in 2007, I got a chance to see Ron Sexsmith. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter that it seems like he's sort of a musician's musician. He's always listed as a reference, or he, like, you know, when you ask David Bowie, what are you listening to these days? He'd say Ron Sexsmith, but I don't think anybody buys his albums. But anyway, so I had a chance to go see him live, and I was always kind of a skeptic, but I was glad I went to see him because it was just a really, really, nothing extraordinary about it, but just a really solid performance. And I was impressed by actually his vocals, because I always thought he was kind of a weak singer. And he had a really good stage presence. He was funny and he was relaxed, and he just sold you on his songs. And the singer from Halifax, Jill Barber, opened for him, and she actually did a really, really good job. It was excellent. So Ron Sexsmith played this whole set of songs that he's got from, you know, that he's been writing forever with all kinds of, you know, big names. And the one song that stuck out from the performance for me was a song called God Loves Everyone. And it stuck out just because the lyrics were so brutally simple that you can't, you couldn't ignore them like you can, you know, if there's a bit of abstraction to the lyrics and metaphor, you can just turn it into music and it just turns into background, but you just can't listen to this song without hearing these lyrics. And they really, it sort of hit me in the gut. So in a good way. So I wanted to play for you God Loves Everyone by Ron Sexsmith.
God loves everyone like a mother loves her son. No strings at all. Unconditional. Never one to judge. Would never hold a grudge about what's been done. God loves everyone. There are no gates in heaven. Everyone gets in. Queer or straight, souls of every faith. Hell is in our minds, hell is in this life. But when it's gone, God takes everyone. Love is like a womb. It's like the air from room to room. It surrounds us all, the living and the dead. May we never lose the thread that bound us all. All the killer in his cell, the atheist as well, the pure of heart and the wild at heart are all worthy of its grace. It's written in the face of everyone. God loves everyone. There's no need to be safe, no need to be afraid. 'Cause when it's done, God takes everyone. God loves everyone.
That's Ron Sexsmith. Now, to finish off, I'm going to play a song by Radiohead. And, of course, In Rainbows, the newest Radiohead disc was released last year, and it got all the, you've heard all about it. I'm not going to go over the downloads and this, the different, business options they went for, but, it turns out it's a really, really good album. I've gotten into it in a way that I haven't gotten into a Radiohead album for quite a while. When the full physical disc was released, there was a bonus disc that came along with it. And I was really skeptical, and I just kind of assumed it would be a bunch of throwaway B-sides and bad mixes that never really turned into songs. And there's a touch of that, but in all, it's strong. It could have been released as an album on its own. And there's one song in particular that really struck me. It's called Last Flowers to the Hospital, or Last Flowers. I've seen it referenced in both ways. And this could be a single. It's that classic haunting Radiohead. You can't call it a ballad. It's too down. It's a dirge, maybe. From the bonus disc from In Rainbows, Last Flowers to the Hospital by Radiohead. Thanks for listening.
If you take me, then you'll get relief.